Okay, hello. Guys. What, here's bro? The plan, guys.
Tell me the plan.
So this morning I tried to make a list, and guess what? I didn't have time.
Well, okay. It's been a crazy week. Busy. We've been out on tour.
No. Stop. Let me take this one on me. You're not making it. This is true, man. I woke up. I drank my coffee. Uh-huh. I did my crossword. I ate my breakfast. What else did I do? Basically, I did enough stuff in the morning that I didn't have time to make a list. I started to do it. I got about 2 screenshots in, and I just couldn't do it, man. I had to come here. So what I propose is that today we basically do a premium style episode, and then on the premium episode we do a list and give each side a taste of how the other half lives.
I really like this idea because we talked about this. People either listen to the premiums or the regulars.
The battle lines are drawn.
People don't listen to both.
People hate the regulars.
So
if
hopefully
they're premium.
This will bring some people over to premium, and then also bring some of the premium people. Have them downgrade so that they're not
exactly
paying for
give us
they
no
people
realize,
will
realize
I just like the normal ones, so I'm not going to listen to the premiums anymore.
Yeah,
and they'll skip this episode as well
because the number's getting a little too high.
The number is it's absurd.
It's up. It's definitely up.
It's up in over our lifetime. Way up over the last couple years. Not so much up.
No,
a little up,
but a little bit up.
Over the past year,
down.
No spike. Flat line.
No spike. Patrick, spike.
I have no spike.
Doesn't have one.
It's plain down there. It's completely plain.
I would love to see you with a spiked hair.
Are you ready
Are
you okay to talk about your tragedy?
I'll just get mad. I don't think it's
going to. No, we're not going to talk about that.
UPS lost my package. That's it.
And it was
expensive
as
package. It was a Steam Deck.
It's a real tragedy.
Really rough.
So if you want to donate your Steam Deck to Cameron.
It's okay. They're sending me a replacement. Knowing my luck, it's also going to get stolen.
Do you consider yourself to be somebody of
we need to get a P.O. box.
I think generally I have pretty good, decent luck. Mm-hmm. I do think over the past 2 weeks or so, I think there's a curse on me or something.
Yeah.
Think that bad things have been happening in large proportion.
You are sneakily the most superstitious person I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mexican people.
What's superstitious
people.
About curse being cursed?
What's superstitious about being cursed? You always think that you are being either cursed or blessed.
Yeah.
Isn't that what life is?
No.
That's what I mean. That's very
A good chunk of people don't believe in
don't
that.
Believe in cursing.
What, you just go
blessing?
Around and go, oh, things are just happening to me
there's
randomly?
There's people who believe kinda. In just science. Isn't that fucked? They don't even believe that.
So somebody finds a $20 bill on the ground. They go, oh, thank God that the molecules arranged for me to find this today.
Yeah. No. I mean, you say.
That's
you
exactly
say,
how they
this
act.
Person you
sounds
say,
awesome
my
and
science?
Smart.
Yeah.
No.
You know who this is? Steven Pinker. The
I zoom out and I look at the world through cause and effect.
Mm.
Cause.
So cause.
God hates me.
Cause. I've been blessed.
My package gets lost.
Wait, you are a scientist. That's much more scientific.
That's Christian science.
There's nothing wrong with being superstitious.
That's Christian science, and you're related to that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs.
Mary Baker Eddy.
Mary Baker.
She should have been a ancestor. Baker. I would love to communicate with her and have her kind of go force
Let's communicate
go, force
with
ghost
her right
over.
Now.
You believe in ghosts?
Pull up OuijaBoard.com.
I don't really believe in ghosts that much.
Pull up virtual Ouija board.
I don't want to do that.
And
you're scared. That's because
you're
scared.
Afraid.
Yeah. No, it's a member of my family.
So
it's disrespectful.
You're afraid. You're so afraid.
He thinks it's disrespectful.
It's going to make the
curse
worse.
Well, no, what
worse?
If she says something about like my great-great-grandmother or something and then everybody knows it?
Yeah, that's true.
It's
was my great-great-grandmother a slut?
Well, that's good.
Yes,
I don't trust you guys to not ask something like
Pull
that.
Pull up the virtual Ouija board. We're asking right now if your great-great-grandma was a slut.
It's so horrible.
How's that horrible?
That's
to ask
my family, man.
You didn't know
okay.
her. And if you did.
Dear, okay, is there any way that we can use dictation software to
ask?
Do you have Dragon Naturally Speaking that we could use?
No, I don't think so. Ask the question: Is
Cameron naturally typing?
Cameron's great great grandma
is Cameron's great great grandma a slut? Great great grandma a slut. Well, I was
a slut.
Was great.
Well, oh, yeah.
Was his.
And then follow up question. Well, would that be considered a slut now, or is it just because
okay,
of the
let's
time?
See. Wait, it's shaking.
It's jiggling.
The paddle is shaking.
You have to hold your mouse on the pointer.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean you told? I told you. This is why I didn't want to do it.
I told
it
you it would say yes.
Dude.
Exactly. That's why I don't want to fucking do it. How is that an I told you so from you?
I told you so.
Told you.
What are you talking about?
She was a slut, man.
I said it.
She was a complete
hoe. Wait. No, ask, was she a slut?
I don't even want to know this. I really don't want to see this.
Ask, was she a slut by today's standards, or was it just a timing thing?
It doesn't have an answer for that.
We'll see.
You can't ask a two part question to a yes or no.
Yeah, you can spell it out, man. A slut by today's standards.
There we go. Was Graham Cameron's great great grandma a slut by today's standards? So this is just, was she showing ankle or was she showing it all? Oh wait.
Where's it? You have to keep your mouse on it, bro.
Oh, it said no.
Okay, so it was probably that she married young.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that's not that. Yeah.
I guess that's what they did back
then.
It's
not then. That scandalous.
Or married old.
She married
old
the devil.
Like a real slut.
Yeah.
Are you the devil?
Okay, now we know if it's been lying the whole time or not.
Wait, how?
If it's the devil deceives.
Wait. Now what?
Oh no, I think I know what it's doing. I don't like this answer.
Why? Okay, it's maybe.
It's maybe.
Yeah. Maybe the devil.
Speed up, devil.
Speed up, devil. You're very slow. Well, maybe the devil. E.
Now what? Now what's next?
Are you not the devil?
Maybe not.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Whoa,
it's going again.
Wait, what the maybe L? L?
wait,
this is getting scary as fuck.
L
A
laugh.
Laugh. Is he going to say lap late?
Later. Maybe later.
Oh.
Are you the devil? Maybe later?
What does that mean?
You're like a baby devil?
I think maybe this is the stupidest demon we've ever, or ghost we've ever talked to.
Have you guys ever done a Ouija board?
Yeah, it's fake.
Really?
Yeah, it's fake.
Are you serious, man?
Mm-hmm. I remember we did. It's
fake. You're hearing it here first.
My wife had a friend in high school. One time she came over when we were in high school and we me and my wife conspired to really scare her with a Ouija board. And she was like, and we thought that it would be, she'd be like, oh, I'm getting scared. She immediately started just bawling.
Of course. It's like, if you don't know the secret of it, it's terrifying for it to be saying something like that.
Yeah. It was funny.
That you're hanging out with your friends?
Yeah.
She's probably crying because she realized her friends betrayed her.
Yeah. But then we made it say poop and funny stuff. You know. But that is probably.
Are you a demon?
P. Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh, it must be some demonic name.
Oh.
Oh.
P.
Oh. It's poop.
It's the demon poop.
Demon would be named poop.
A demon would be named poop.
It's disgusting.
Speaking of
poor
poop,
taste.
Ice Spice is damn near obsessed with this.
Poop. Huh?
Her newest song. So the last three songs have had stuff about poop.
Well, I remember
fart,
you think you the shit you
fart.
Not even the fart.
Uh huh.
This
that
next
was funny.
Song, this newest song has the word diaper in it. So I'm,
well, yeah,
I'm
she's
in
the
shit.
You
I need
write
a
what
diaper.
You know. She's a big butt.
Well, that's a she probably wears a diaper.
She probably does. That's why her butt's so big.
A diaper is the bra of
how
the
do
butt.
You get a bubble that big? Was she born with that?
Probably. It's probably genetic.
Or grown into it, I guess.
Some people have a genetically big butt.
It's kind of gross
because of years of science. I think.
Well, again, I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. You love big butts.
I cannot lie.
You really, really like them. Wait, that was fire.
That was fucking gas, dude.
So what's going on, man? There's been an attack from Iran on
on U.S. soil.
on sovereign U.S. land. Not much has gone on in the news. No, I feel like that was one. Anytime there's a news story like that, I get freaked out for about 3 minutes, as freaked out as you can get at the news, and then I completely forget about it, and I don't think about it even one time. As soon as it stops being something where everybody on Twitter is talking, like every single post I see is about something, as soon as someone says something about a movie, I don't care about the news anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we were at a bar two nights ago after our show, and they were playing The Eternals on the TV.
Which one is that?
That's like the one with
the DC
Kumail.
One?
No.
Oh, yes.
So I saw that.
That was a huge flop, right?
Yeah. I saw the ending of it, and fucking Harry Styles is in it as Thanos' brother.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stupidest. Sick.
I was looking at it, and then like, I asked the bartender what it was. He's like, oh, it's the Eternals. I was like, this looks like fucking shit.
Isn't his character's name Star Fox or something?
Something like that. But then the bartender showed me a great video, which was called R-Rated Spider-Man. And it's the scene in Spider-Man 2.
Where his arms rip off?
His arms rip off.
You haven't seen that before?
I've never seen it
before. That's a crazy video.
He pulled it up on his phone and just showed it to me.
That's a funny video to show somebody.
Yeah.
Wait, what is the video?
Dude, this is awesome.
You know where he's holding it? You stop in the train.
Yeah.
It's that, but his arms just rip off and his whole body goes flying.
Whoa.
And then blood goes everywhere.
He does it with his legs, too.
Who made it? Corridor Digital?
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably someone like that.
Yeah, his arms and legs rip off. And I was trying to close out, but he's just showing me a video on his phone. It was actually it was a good video. I'm glad he showed it to me. I'm going to keep that one in the archive of my brain.
Your fat material?
My fat material, bro.
Do you think that's fat
Tobey
material?
Maguire getting his arms and legs ripped
I'm
off?
I'm a fat to that.
Don't
you're
fat,
fat
to that.
To Tobey Maguire's
I'm a fat to that.
Dude, you're not supposed to
fat to
that. No, man,
I'm not going to high-five you for that.
I'll fucking...
Don't,
I
man,
fucking
are you serious?
I didn't mean to.
What are you
doing?
It's
an accident. The fuck is wrong with you?
It's called a reflex.
Yeah, man. If someone comes up to me, people could say anything to me on the street, and if they try to dap me up,
you got
to
do it.
I want to look cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to try as hard as I can, and I'm going to be real with you guys. I probably miss 30 to 40% of all handshakes.
You
got to
look at the elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think if you do that, that is worse than just missing naturally. If you have a system to always hit the hand.
That
might
worse?
Be the wackest thing possible.
That's not bad.
That is pretty whack.
No.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
No. It's called training.
It's called being a
social samurai.
You start
samurai.
Going for a high five and you think, okay, time to use my trick.
I think if you're a white guy and you're like, all right, look at the elbow. All right, coming in. That's pretty whack.
I never even considered doing that.
Yeah, but
in
they
my
don't
life.
Know that you're doing it.
What just fell?
No, you do. What are you doing? Oh, you're looking at my elbow?
Oh.
I don't even notice,
not
man.
Doing that.
What do you mean? What's up, man? Oh, what's up, Daryl?
Yo, how's it going?
Daryl?
I've been watching The Office.
Oh, okay.
Yo, let's do a slow motion high five. I'm going to do what you do when you do a high five.
That's not what I do.
That is what you do.
It's
and
really
you, and
easy.
You hit it every time. Like, yes! Nobody, no, everybody thinks I'm cool.
You wouldn't say that to a sniper.
What?
Who's looking down the barrel of his sight.
Well, but he's not trying to hit your
he's
hand.
Not, he's also
he
not aiming
aim
at people's
for
elbows.
Your
well,
elbow.
He
to hit
could
your
be
hand.
He could be aiming for your hand if you have a gun.
It doesn't
it.
Automatically. So you think that a sniper, if you're in a hostage situation,
mm-hmm.
and the
which I was
the sniper, which you have been obviously, mm-hmm. if the sniper has the gun to the hostage's head, you think that the sniper or the guy does the hostage taker. You
the hostage has the gun to the sniper's head.
Okay, I'm getting really confused about the roles that happen in a hostage situation. Mm-hmm. But basically. The person has the gun to the hostage head. The hostage taker. What do you call the criminal?
The criminal.
The
yeah.
criminal has the gun.
Let's call him a terrorist.
Yeah. The terrorist.
Let's say terrorist.
I give up on my story.
So you're saying
that they would need to aim at the elbow.
You're saying the sniper should
hit
shoot the,
hand. The
terrorist.
Well, if they aimed at the hand, it would be a funny shot. I will say.
What do you mean?
If they shot the gun, if somebody
people
had
do that
a
all
gun,
the time in the
if
movies.
Somebody had a gun to your head, and there was a sniper on a building like a mile away or something,
mm-hmm.
that's a watch this. That's
and
a check
yeah,
this shit out.
Yeah. Check this yeah. shit out. He shoots the hand that has the gun.
Yeah, the gun goes flying.
The gun either the gun goes flying or he shoots.
Wait, isn't that what they do?
No, they always shoot the guy in the head, which is crazy. If you're somebody like...
Wait, have you ever seen Sniper with Mark Wahlberg? He blows off
people,
a guy's arm.
They shoot guns out of people's hands all the time in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't think they do that in real life.
But why not? It works in a
I
movie.
I bet the gun would blow up, man.
The gun would either blow
guns
up
guns are not
or,
bombs. You're confusing weapons.
Yeah, but then all the bullets in the gun, the
wouldn't it
the
not have some way to misfire and get fucked up by being shooting?
I mean, I guess if you fucking hit the trigger...
Shooting the trigger
you
because,
shot the,
because the person
you
being held
that's
hostage
what you do,
more
that's what you do, dude.
Hand,
that's what you do if you're
trigger.
Trying to assassinate someone who's around a corner. You set up a gun pointing, and then
oh, you shoot,
and then
the,
you shoot the gun at it.
That's
90 degrees.
Fuck.
That's a cool
that's
smart yeah. idea. That's a super hot
takes
idea.
Takes a lot
that's
of setup
sick.
Though. That's wanted.
Doesn't take
yeah.
that much setup. All you have to do
is
put a gun pointed at the guy close to him.
Well, but. Then you run away.
A gun hanging from fishing line.
It's a team.
Why
a gun
the first
hanging in an alleyway on fishing line.
Oh, what's
and
that?
And the guy sees it and he's like, whoa.
I better stand
okay,
in front of this.
There's an invisible guy.
Well, I'm safe to stand here as long as nobody's here to pull the trigger.
Oh, wait. There's a little red circle here. That must be the safety zone. I'll go sit in that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've been shot. Have you guys rewatched Wanted ever?
No. I've never seen it.
You've never seen Wanted?
It was one of the movies that I wanted to watch really bad when I was in like middle school or high school. And my parents were like, absolutely not. I never got it. Yeah, I saw, of course, like I saw the keyboard. That's why I wanted
to watch
Chris
Pratt getting hit. You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
James McAvoy smacking Chris Pratt with a keyboard, and then it spells fuck you, and the U is the tooth.
I couldn't believe that people said that that scene was stupid.
Yeah.
I always saw people say this is the reason this movie's stupid.
The movie was awesome.
So fucking cool.
They curve bullets by doing this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which was myth busted, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. I've been watching the Adam Savage.
Yeah,
you know he does YouTube videos where he does like question and answers about MythBusters. And
no, I didn't know that, but now I do.
They're amazing.
Uh-huh.
As a huge MythBusters fan, they're really, really amazing. But I will say that it makes me so fucking sad that Adam and Jamie were not friends in real life.
Yeah.
It's always crazy when especially if it's a not even like a like if it's a reality show.
Yeah,
you know where it's like two people.
Yeah, they're not co-stars.
Yeah, they were just working together.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
They don't even share the stardom. They share the work.
It's really, really sad.
It is really sad.
Yeah,
to imagine that something like that could happen.
Grant Imahara passed away.
Yeah.
What?
Grant Imahara?
Did he get Looney Tunes rocketed into the atmosphere?
They tried to myth bust if he was immortal or not, and it was busted.
I got his death confused with Anton Yelchin's. I thought that they went out the same way.
No,
they did a bunch of
virtual buddy stuff with Granny Mahara on MythBusters. Uh-huh.
They turned him into George Bush.
Yeah, they turned him into George Bush. And John Kerry.
This is why you were confused, Pat, is the MythBusters were actually trying to bust Anton Yelchin's death.
Yeah, so he couldn't have died that way. They ruled it a suicide.
They said, there's no way. Yeah. It's definitely all fake.
He must have just died
of pure cowardice right before it happened.
That is the worst way to fucking die. You put your car in neutral and it backs up over you.
I think worst way to die would be...
I could think of a lot of worse ways.
Well, that's the worst way because it's like...
Cancer.
Like, why weren't you using the parking brake?
Crimes of a dark nature.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Like, any kind of darkly done crime.
Well, that could have been a darkly done crime. That could have been...
We've gone over this before. Mm. It was not Russian mob. Mm. It was
pure negligence.
It was pure stupidity.
Listen, it's sad, but...
I hate when somebody dies of pure negligence.
It's sad, but come on.
Yeah, I mean... Actors aren't especially known for being all that bright, I would say.
They're usually
pretty dumb people. They read what's on the line, what's on the thing, script. See, they're stupid.
Yeah.
And that one really affected you, right?
That one bummed me out a lot.
What's the most
affecting
celebrity death you've ever experienced in your life?
Chester Bennington,
sure. Michael Jackson, that affected my uncles, who were making jokes about him being a nonce forever. But then when he died, they played all of his music and they're like, you need to learn music history about him. Uh-huh. You need to learn how crazy good he was.
He was crazy good.
He was crazy good, but then it was like, you know.
What's our official stance on nonce-ship of Michael Jackson? Do we think he did it or no?
I kind of try to stay out of that game.
I don't think he did it.
I don't really. Yeah,
you don't think he did it?
No way.
All right.
No fucking way.
Who do you think did it instead?
I don't know.
I think it was his twin brother.
Yeah, it was his evil twin.
Nose Cadge.
Yeah.
It was Jekyll Maxon, his evil brother.
Yeah.
Wait, he has like a million brothers.
Yeah, he has a million brothers. Yeah. He has his brother, I think it's Jermaine or somebody.
Wait, who in his family has a history of doing sexual crimes?
Michael Jackson.
Well, no.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
No, Janet. She exposed herself at the Super
Bowl. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I think Janet Jackson did it and made Michael Jackson get surgery to make him look like a girl so people got confused.
That video, Justin Timberlake should be in jail for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is fucking crazy.
I think she should be in jail. It's her breast. What are you talking about?
I think the entire NFL should be in prison.
Yeah.
For allowing that to happen. I mean, just everybody who was there.
Yeah.
Nobody jumped in to stop it.
I felt like I should have been in jail.
The people in the audience, nobody did anything.
Yeah.
That was might have been my first boob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My Uncle Kevin pointed at the screen, the same man who showed me all of the Michael Jackson music videos after he died, pointed at the screen during the Super Bowl and screamed, "That's a fucking titty right there." And that's the first time I ever heard that word.
Titty?
Mm-hmm.
You had never heard that before?
I never heard it. And I was like, what's a titty? And then everyone just kept saying, no, don't say that. Don't say titty. Don't say titty.
It's
don't
natural. Titty. It's part of a woman's body.
It is. But he said, that's a fucking titty and pointed. We're demonetized. I said fucking within the
first
15
That was before
minutes.
They had the like auto moderation on YouTube. So I remember that was on YouTube for like an hour after. That's where I watched the video because I didn't see it live.
No, that was 04. YouTube wasn't around. That was Google Video then.
Okay, well, I watched it on something on
Google. You watched it on Meta Cafe, maybe.
Maybe. But I remember watching it and on the computer with my brother after. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty fucking awesome.
E-Bombs World, maybe.
No, E-Bombs World didn't do that much nudity. They had Frank's Quest 3, which was a Flash game where you played as a little guy, and it was really great because you could play it in front of your parents, but then there was a part where you would walk over, and they would have all the ladies from the Flintstones with their titties out.
Wow.
Yeah, so I would go over there and just... I wouldn't even play the game. I would just sit there next to him.
Just watching it.
Just look at it. Yes. I wouldn't touch my penis. I didn't know why I liked it, but I just walked over there and I looked at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has there been another TV or like live TV flashing since then, or is that the only one? Really?
That might be the only one on a grand scale.
Yeah.
I mean, in what is
Unless you count people being naked in HBO.
Yeah.
Like on Game of Thrones.
I think there was a lot of accidents in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did a lot of accidental. They were like filming a dragon or something. They turned the camera and it was two of the characters having sex.
Yeah. And then they'd air it. They like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. God damn it. Yeah. We forgot to fuck.
We didn't mean to fucking put that in
there. We uploaded on Max on like set. That too.
Mm. Yeah. Because they're on a deadline. They film those the night before it comes out.
I don't think I would
be live.
I don't think I would be able to do any kind of sex scene in a movie.
No.
I think
I watched Poor Things. I was like, Jesus. That's a lot.
Did there's a bit of sex in this?
There's a lot of sex in that movie.
It's a strongly sexual movie?
Yeah, it's a completely sexual movie. Mm. But it is very good. I did like it a lot.
Yeah, I bet you did, you perv. Fucking pervert.
I think the story was good. I think actually
I liked it for the story.
Yeah,
I
think story, what a
nah, I was bro. Actually I was actually amazed by Rami Youssef's acting.
Okay, I don't
that's
know
what
who
I was
that
thinking
is.
About the whole time. I was thinking, wow, he's
you're
actually
thinking about the men.
He's actually a pretty good
you
actor.
You were watching Poor Things the whole time. You're thinking about a guy.
I was thinking,
and
wow,
how good of a job he's doing.
He's doing a great. You would think because he's a stand-up comedian, he wouldn't be a good actor, but then he was. But speaking of stand-up comedians and acting, Gerard Carmichael not that good in that movie.
Whoa, you know you do know that he dated Tyler the Creator.
No, he didn't date Tyler the Creator.
Don't tell
this
me.
This is the fucking two guys. The Backrooms actor.
Did you know Gerard Carmichael dated Tyler the Creator?
But wait, he actually didn't. He actually was just told his feelings for him.
His feelings?
But then he called him a bitch for it.
A bitch?
Wait, who called who
a bitch?
Wait,
but he's a guy.
No. It was actually...
Answer my question.
Tyler the Creator, question, bro.
Tyler the Creator said, shut up, bitch.
Wow. And this was pre Tyler the Creator coming out or post?
I don't think he's out.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's gay. I don't think Michael Jackson did it, and I don't think Tyler the Creator's fucking gay. What else do I not think?
Moon Landing? What's your opinion on that?
I won't believe he's
Moon
gay
Landing,
either until I see it.
Moon Landing does feel
until I see it up close.
He needs to make a gay if he makes a full gay music video. I won't believe it till those nuts are
until
in
those
mouth.
Nuts are slapping me in the eye.
Until he makes a fully gay music video that I accidentally bookmark, I'm not gonna believe that he's gay.
It kind of makes me feel crazy about the like sphere of media and interest that I occupy, that I'm like, the second that Tyler the Creator became gay and started making gay music, I stopped hearing about him forever.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And so it's like, I know he's not unpopular. I just isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may be the tastemakers in
it might have been that happened once you graduated college.
Yeah, that's also
a
good call, probably.
Yeah, I think it
probably
just times of aging up.
Yeah,
definitely.
When people were like...
But I feel like I still hear a lot about, like...
I'll listen to Martians versus Goblins every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, we listened to that on the plane coming back from Detroit.
Yep, with The Game and Lil Wayne. That's a cool song.
A year ago, I was poor somewhat.
It's a fucking awesome song. I miss that kind of rap.
Yeah,
they don't do that anymore.
No,
you know who's reminding me of this though?
Who?
Who of this era of
me.
Of the world is you for sure. You're definitely. Is there a word for like people like rappers and like characters in movies and stuff that act for lack of a better term, Slim Shady-esque?
No,
no.
I think you've coined this.
Debauched.
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 I've been watching. I just finished season one of Fargo, the FX show.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Bob Thornton is in it, and he is fully a Slim Shady character.
That's
in
great.
Yeah. And no, it's the worst. He sucks. Oh, okay. It's so bad. He's supposed to be like Anton Chigurh, but they named him Lorne Malvo. That's their like scary guy
name. Wasn't it John Lee Malvo, the DC sniper?
I'm thinking of that. It's got to be some kind of Tom Marvolo Riddle type thing. Right. I just haven't put it together.
That name does
sound Lorne Malvo.
Malevolent.
Malevolent.
Okay.
But
that is the only way you could justify a name
Lorne,
like that.
I've been like racking my brain. I haven't written it down to actually do it, but it has to be some kind of anagram because it's such a stupid name. But also, he's like, It's the worst version of Anton Chigurh where he'll like walk up to like a bunch of kids on the street and be like, "Hey kids, do you like candy?" And they'll be like, "Yeah." And it'll be like, "Do you like blood flavored candy?" And the kids go, "No!" And that happens once every single episode of some shit like that.
Wow. This town of Fargo is crazy.
I never watched that show.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Me neither.
The movie.
It's pretty good, minus him. You'll like the movie?
No, I like the movie.
Movie's awesome. Fargo. It's the same thing as the movie. The first season is like the same shit as the movie.
It's in North Dakota?
It's Minnesota.
Minnesota? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I also thought it was North Dakota.
Yeah.
But it takes
what goes on in North Dakota? I've never been there and never had any interest
I've been
in
going. I don't really hear about it either.
Yeah.
North Dakota, not a lot going on.
A lot of people say that. Well, I guess they have Mount Rushmore, right? Or is that South
really?
Dakota?
Really? I didn't even know that. I thought Mount Rushmore was in.
What's the capital of?
Honestly, I don't
Bismarck?
Know where I thought it was.
I have no idea. I thought that
Dakota
was Illinois.
Is Bismarck,
I couldn't have even guessed.
And then South
Washington,
Dakota's Pierre. I don't know, but or Saint Pierre, right? Something
naming
like that.
Towns again.
I'm naming the capitals.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying.
Could you do all 50?
I could maybe do all 50.
I don't think you could.
Arizona is Phoenix.
You start at
A. Starting at A.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's not. I would have thought that you would start from one side to the
Alabama's
other.
Alabama's Birmingham. Alaska's Juneau.
Okay.
Wait, this is kind of crazy. I actually believe you can do it since you're doing alphabetical. Because then like you have to actually remember all the states and not just think of the map in your brain.
Arkansas
yeah, alphabetical
is
definitely
Little
makes it
Rock?
Harder.
Yeah, Little Rock.
He's
no.
He's gotten all of them wrong. We just don't know.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah that one's
like,
Little Rock.
I feel like there's some states where it's like that's not your fucking capital.
What was it? Did you ever do a that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what's
like you'd think Manchester would be like the capital of New Hampshire and it's like no, it's Concord.
Yeah, I wouldn't think
I wouldn't
about
really
either
think
of those.
That
yeah,
either.
That's probably the worst possible example of
you'd
that.
You think Manchester
yeah, you'd think it'd be Manchester.
You think it would cuz it's the biggest city.
Well, that was weird being in Toronto that Toronto isn't the capital.
No,
of
it's
Canada,
Ottawa.
It's Ottawa.
Mm,
yeah, but everything in Toronto kind of looked capitalistic.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you go to everything,
I can everywhere these days.
Did I just say that?
Oh, yeah. It's due to the late stage we're in.
Oh, yeah. That's like how, yeah, Vermont, too, where it's like, oh, it's not Burlington, it's Montpelier.
Mm-hmm.
Montpelier.
I would say a lot of states are like that.
Mm-hmm. Massachusetts.
It should always just be the biggest.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. It should always be the coolest.
Isn't the capital of Massachusetts
is Boston.
It is Boston.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was one
that
of those.
We're the one
where
who follows the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember being a kid, not even living in Boston, living like, you know, 20-minute drive.
The
from
capital
Boston.
Of New York isn't New York
no,
City.
It's Albany.
No, it's Albany.
Yeah. That's one of the, that's the big one.
Yeah.
I remember living in, you know, near Boston as a kid, not even in Boston, and learning the state capitals and being like, whoa.
Yeah.
I live near the capital of Massachusetts.
Yeah. That was a big field trip that we went
the
on.
Capital.
We went on a field trip to Concord.
Wow, look at that building.
We got to look at the state house and stuff. And the
One
Capitol
day
building.
I'll be tried in that building.
One
oh
day.
Oh, my God.
One day I'm going to be there for murder, capital murder, because I murdered everyone in the Capitol.
Yeah,
that's why they call it capital murder.
They should make being the capital matter a lot more.
They should.
They really should. I'm thinking about that now. If you live in the capital,
you should pay
no
taxes.
There should be. You should get something crazy.
Yeah.
Every place should look like every capital in the U.S. should look like Dubai.
Yes. Yeah.
No matter what state.
It should be giant fake islands and huge Burj Khalifa.
Gold paved
and
streets.
And just like restaurants from like celebrities that you didn't know had a fucking restaurant
every,
deal.
Dude,
Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill should be in every single capital.
It should look like Coruscant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Fully. Every single
there should
capital
be a second
planet.
And third level to every. Like,
yeah.
They should have a street
Flying
and then a street
cars.
Above that where rich
God,
people
I'm getting
are.
Pissed off now thinking about how lame it is to be in a capital city.
Capitals
here.
Suck.
Who gives a fuck?
Capitals fucking
suck. Dude, I mean,
suck,
the Albany
man.
One is a perfect example. Why the.
Sacramento is the capital of California. Why is it not LA?
Los Angeles.
Oh, and then Oregon is not Portland. It's Salem.
Is it?
Really?
And then
yeah.
Michigan is not Detroit.
No. It's
is it Lansing?
It's not Lansing.
Which one is it?
Oh, this one I don't know.
Oh, heavens,
I don't know.
Wait, he doesn't know one. Is this the thing that you guys had to memorize in school as a state capital?
Yeah, we had to. Well, I did.
I had to do all all the presidents in order.
I remember 50 Nifty United States by Ray Charles.
We definitely learned about it. We didn't have to memorize
it. Did you have to sing that at the all school assembly?
Sing what?
50 Nifty United States.
I never heard of this.
You had to sing a Ray Charles 50
Nifty United
song?
States from 13 original colonies. Each individual state will salute that. We salute them now.
I'm going to look up what Michigan is.
What is state? It? It's not Detroit. It's not Hamtramck.
No,
that
not
is
Ham.
Part of Detroit.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not?
I thought
it was.
No, it's its own city.
That place was awesome.
Hamtramck, Michigan. Shout out Hamtramck.
Shout out. Big shout out Hamtramck.
Shout out Hamtramck. I got a free Quran from a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Lansing. I was right.
It is Lansing? Damn.
You're smart as fuck.
Yeah. And then...
because I thought it was, but then Pat said no, and I fully believed him.
Yeah. Well, you were right.
So I wanted to double check.
What is... Minnesota's not... it's St. Paul is the... No.
This is becoming Patrickpedia once again.
Mm-hmm.
Patrickpedia has Patrickpedia. Just... we have just turned on Patrickpedia once again.
So I got like four. I got a couple of them.
You got a good amount.
You got four. We'll take four.
That was a thing.
I'd say you got at least five. You got a good run right at the beginning.
Probably as much as anyone wants to listen to is five. I'm going to be honest with you.
That was a thing that Bam Margera would brag about all the time in interviews. He's like,
knowing 50 words?
No. Ask me. He'd say, ask me any capital of any country in the world.
Oh, really?
And I can say it.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And he memorized the country all the is world's a lot, capitals. Is a Tim lot on cool. Stern, I think.
There's so many countries that we don't even know how many countries there are.
Mm. Yeah, because he was doing like Liechtenstein.
Yeah, I don't even know what. I thought that was a vampire.
Those are ones that I did have to memorize was country capitals in school. I had to memorize those. And I remember some of them. I don't remember Liechtenstein.
I didn't have to do it.
But I remember doing the Africa ones because there's so many of them.
Oh, that sounds so fucking awesome to know, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All the Africa capitals.
I love Africa.
Me too, man. We need to go back.
We need to go back.
We need to return home.
I want to go there so bad.
Yeah.
Where in Africa do you have an interest in going, actually?
Republic of Congo.
No, if you're doing a whistle stop tour of Africa, which is a...
Do I have to worry about danger?
No.
Fuck no, man. Okay. You have a pass.
Not Sean Stevens style.
You have a pass for all
what's that mean?
Tribes Sean Stevens, of Africa.
You don't remember he got held hostage
that
in
was
Africa?
In South Africa.
Yeah,
that was
I did,
in South
I
Africa.
I forgot about that. Okay. I don't care about
South
Africa.
You're not going to South Africa.
I would not go to South Africa. I don't care about South Africa.
Fuck South Africa.
I guess I would probably go to Kenya. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go to Egypt. I'd probably go to Morocco.
You don't get to go to North Africa. Only East and West Africa.
Because Swaziland.
What about the middle?
And the middle.
Congo.
The Congo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But North Africa, I feel like I don't even consider this Africa.
Sure, but I would.
Because it's like culturally more like Middle East.
Oh, okay.
Egypt. Egypt has a lot more in common with, I mean, let's be real. Egypt got pyramids.
Yeah.
Egypt got sand.
Right.
Okay. So that's like a combination.
Okay, so then what are your answers?
My answer would be, what's the giant African mega city?
Wakanda?
Not Wakanda. What's the giant African mega city? The giant African mega city from YouTube videos. African mega city is growing faster than any city. What is it?
Akon City?
Not Akon City. The giant. No, the giant, literally.
You can't even name
unbelievably
one country in Africa.
Large African mega city.
Ask what countries you'd visit. You start saying African mega city over and over.
Mega city. The largest one.
I'm not allowed to say Egypt and Morocco.
The largest Lagos. One. No, not that one. Wait, maybe Lagos.
Yeah.
The one that has like water and shit.
Where is Akon City that's in the Sudan?
I don't know.
Is the Sudan a river?
No, the Sudan is a river, but Sudan... I don't know why I say the Sudan.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why I said that either.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I thought that was its formal title.
I'm starting to realize I don't know all that much about Africa.
I don't know that much about the world.
I know the names of a lot of different countries there, but I don't know what makes them different or cool.
I knew Swaziland.
Well,
except for the ones I said seem interesting to me.
They all have different...
That one's got a cool name.
People.
Yeah. Well, and different stuff, too. I mean, it's all, you know, there's a wide range of biomes.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what I tried to cover in my trip, you know, sand, jungle.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Serengeti.
Is Africa the biggest? It's the biggest continent, right? Is it bigger than Russia?
No, I think Russia's the biggest.
I have no idea. Russia's so bad at geography.
Serengeti sounds like a dope-ass Italian meal.
Yeah, I would eat that. I would eat Serengeti.
With clams in it?
For sure.
Ooh. Serengeti with white sauce?
Oh.
That sounds awesome.
Let me order some and put so much red pepper flakes on it that I have to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
That sounds so fucking
good. That's what I did last night. I've been making this Tantan ramen, the peanut butter style ramen.
Yeah, you've talked to me about this.
I've made it 5 times in the past 30 days. And
that really can't be good for you.
No, it's a gut-clearing meal. I put too much spice in it, and last night I let out just like balloon around the room fart.
Oh.
And I thought that my girlfriend couldn't hear me, but she was in the other room, and I just heard it again, another like
the balloon hit her,
followed by an oh my god, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Did she smell it, though?
And she didn't smell it. I don't think she came into the room until she knew that the smell had dissipated.
You know,
I had to open a window.
I've been not farting that much because I haven't been drinking beer this month very much. I've been drinking when we go out on the road, but I've been sober like 80% of the time if you don't count nights.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been not farting.
That's wild. Nights. If you don't count the times where I drink, I've not been drinking.
The only times when anybody drinks.
No, I've actually been not drinking.
Yeah.
But
you know what was so awesome when we were in Canada was paying for a beer with a coin.
You did that shit on purpose, bitch.
I wanted to.
You did that shit on purpose.
Paying for having a 5 and then two toonies. That was awesome. You guys up there, you guys respect the coin, which is why I think you're a very prosperous
country.
Canada
does it right in a major way.
Here's one way they don't do it right.
Talk to them.
Everybody in line at every store takes fucking 20 minutes no matter what. It's unbelievable.
Bullshit.
And it's not even, and you'd think that maybe, oh, it's because they're polite and they exchange pleasantries. No, it's because everyone in Canada is a fucking moron.
They're all like,
they are all
very
for some
nervous,
reason, do not know how their credit cards work,
yep.
Don't know how to open their wallet. It's always something. It's crazy.
The 7-Eleven
and
we
your money's
at,
big.
The money's big.
It's bigger than a dollar.
It's bigger than a dollar.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was smaller.
It's cut a couple inches on it.
There's no way that's a couple inches.
Well, it's got.
It's that big.
It's that big.
It's not a piece of paper.
Say this is the U.S. dollar.
Someone paid. Right? Someone
not,
gave
that's
you.
That's not the size of the U.S. dollar. The
We're saying it's for scale.
Okay. For
so
scale.
So the U.S. dollar is about this big, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. For
height wise,
doing about 9 inches.
So let's say like this big. Canadian dollar is a little bit shorter, but it's taller.
Whoa! Stop flipping me off, man.
I think
this is what a Canadian dollar.
The way that you showed size with your hands right now is insane.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was like an alien monkey.
Everything was really, really
wrong. It
didn't
make any sense.
It made sense. It was. It went from this.
Say this is the size of a dollar, then this would be the size of a Canadian dollar.
No, it made sense. It made complete total sense.
When we were at that 7-Eleven, there was a whole drama at the 7-Eleven because the guy, the cashier, was like. A guy was buying like 2 cups of coffee or something. Yeah. And then the guy was like, you want to get a cookie? And he was like, oh, no, I'm okay. I don't need a cookie. And he said, no, it'll make everything else cheaper
if you get a cookie. If you get the cookie, it will be cheaper than if you don't get the cookie.
Yeah, and the guy was like, okay,
what?
Yeah.
No, the guy was like, wait, what? What do you mean? And the guy's like, right now you're paying $8. If you get a cookie, it will be $7.
And then he's like, oh, okay. And they have a huge basket.
Right. I don't know
of course
what
it was.
Was
a deal. They have a huge basket right next to the cash register that had all these packs of cookies. And so the guy's
packs
like,
of, yeah, three cookies.
And so
and
the guy
pack.
Grabs one. He's like, oh, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, I'll take the cookie. And he says, oh, no, 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 no.
No, it's even crazier. He pays like, oh, sure, yeah, I'll take the cookie. He pays. And then the cashier's like, oh, don't forget your cookie. And then the guy's about to leave. He already paid. And he goes to grab the pack of cookies. And the cashier says, no, you can't take that. That's 3 cookies. You paid for 1 cookie. Yeah, and there was
no one cookie anywhere. It must have been a scam.
Yeah.
Now that
the guy was
it.
Definitely pocketing the money.
But it was just crazy.
It was so funny.
They set up the bait cookies.
See,
at
and
the
then
front.
My clever American mind learned from this ahead of me. The guy said, do you want a cookie? I said, yes. And I didn't even try to take one. I just got cheaper.
Mm. That's right.
Cheaper.
I went to Dollarama.
We didn't
need
that cookie.
Huh?
There's a. Yeah. It's so crazy. It's here. It would be called the Dollar Tree.
Well, every mm-hmm. I was talking to my wife about everything there. Yeah. This isn't not true. This is not to my point. But everything in Canada is not named Like, I feel like in New York especially, if you go to, like, a deli, it's called deli. Mm-hmm. And, like, places are just called restaurants sometimes, yeah, or, like, hardware store. And in Canada, everything is not named like what it is. Mm-hmm. They're all named Lenny's or Gim Gum. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why that's Canadian.
Which was a different thing. Because they expect you to walk into the store and say, what's this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they like talking to people.
Exactly.
They like, which we don't like
doing here.
No, I want to buy my shit and leave.
It was.
I did like it though. I'm going to be honest. I liked it.
I loved it. It was definitely obsessed with it.
I love Canada.
I like politeness. It reminded me of the South in a good way.
It reminded me, people Toronto nice. Felt like if you mashed up two cities. This is the girl talk country where you take two countries.
That's where you belong,
two cities. You take two cities and you mash them up together.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto
it's
was
Chicago,
Seattle,
UK.
Yeah,
Seattle and Boston, for my mind.
Speaking of girl talking, Patrick's music career, he's going to be suffering a fatal blow today.
Caleb's taking his piano back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It had to happen someday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to buy one?
I might get a little USB.
You should, man. You can get a really cheap one.
Yeah.
I would have given you a heads up so that you wouldn't have any kind of gaps in between, because I know that this music stuff is like, you know, the inspiration comes and goes really fast. But I know that if I did that, you would have never ordered one.
You saw me taking... What happens is...
Tell
me
what happens.
We will be rehearsing for the shows, and then I guess the word is bored.
Mm-hmm.
And
you get bored of doing...
I get bored of doing what we're supposed to be doing.
I would say, honestly, an hour and a half is very generous. I would say 5-10 minutes.
5-10 minutes.
And then I walk over and I have to touch something. I have to be doing something or else I can't think.
Right. Yeah, and then you think
and
about...
And then you think, well, I have to also be listening to something that makes me so I can't hear anything that's happening in rehearsal. And hold on, I also have to look at something.
Uh-huh.
I get completely distracted and I just wander off and I do my own thing.
Yeah.
Which is something I do while we're out in cities too.
Yes, that is true. That is a really scary thing. If anybody's ever gone on tour with Patrick, what happens is you'll be walking through a city and then he will completely disappear and then he will somehow teleport 5 blocks ahead of you and be doing something else. And
what
I
happened,
keep getting scared that you're going to start wearing disguises and you're going to be like a homeless guy. And I'll like
I should start maybe.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. Like, I think you know what you're doing.
Well,
you know that you're being.
You pointed it. You pointed it out.
Ever
and then
since
I started
pointed
and
out,
I should have never pointed it out.
Once
I should have never fucking pointed it out.
Once you pointed it out,
now
I
you just
started
disappear.
Doing it. Yeah. You guys were in the Newbury Comics on Newbury Street.
Yeah, and he always has his location.
And
on
this one,
our group
and I want to stress though, this one that you're describing right now, this was before it was pointed out as a funny thing that this happened. So this is fully of your own accord.
And now go.
Now tell it.
We were on Newbury Street in Boston. And Patrick always has his location on, and he had been gone. We were in there probably 20 minutes, didn't see him once. And we walk out, we're like, where the fuck is Patrick? We expect him to be on the street. We check his location. He's in a Brandy Melville about
it.
5 blocks away.
I wasn't in the Brandy Melville, but I was
you were in the A on Brandy.
I saw, you know what it was? I saw Joe coming up the block, so I just waited right there. And
see, you think that it's funny to be scaring and surprising, and it's really just not. It's upsetting. Because why do we hang out? Why do we even bring you on tour? It's not because you're funny. We want to spend time with you. We want to hang out with you. Okay? And you're robbing us of that time by going and going to Brandy Melville and smelling all the underwear.
Have you guys ever even tried to just follow me on my path?
We follow you everywhere because every time we walk on the sidewalk, you're 45 feet ahead
That's
of
true,
us.
True, yeah.
Taking random turns,
and we're like, where are we going? You're like, I don't know.
Well, that's called adventure. That's called adventure, buddy.
I just don't... I need you to stop being scary.
It's
if
not
you
want to
start doing it is scary because I'm paranoid looking for you. And also, by the way, everybody in the world looks just like you.
It is crazy.
Anybody walks
exactly
around
like
with a
you.
Jacket and a fucking hat and a mustache.
I think I see you whenever you disappear. I always think I see you a million times.
I finally met my neighbor yesterday.
Yeah. I finally meet my neighbor and she's sitting on the stoop and she's eating a sandwich and she says, "Oh, I thought I saw you yesterday." And I waved, and you didn't wave back. And I was like, I had to explain to her, yeah, there's a lot of people that look like me.
It's a crazy thing.
It's a strange phenomenon.
Almost every single person looks like you.
Yeah.
Every guy looks a lot like you.
I also had to explain to she, I've been, when I leave the house, I don't shut the door completely. It was a problem for a little bit. My door is heavy, but not heavy enough to close completely. So, like, you know, like when you have like a heavy door and it's like gonna like,
sure, it shuts automatically.
It shuts automatically. For some reason, my door has not been shutting, my front door, and Mo has figured out how to open it, and he likes to explore around the building.
Okay.
So she was telling me that she's been hanging out with him when that happens.
Oh, that's cute.
And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, sometimes I'm really busy and I need to go. And she's like, where have you been?
Too busy to close
the door.
Where
have you been going? She was like, where have you been going? And I was like, oh, down the street.
Down the street to
down
go.
Down the street to Variety.
Get a sandwich.
Or to go touch a keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going up the block. I'm not
recreating
anywhere.
Still Dre. Has Mo ever gotten out and done the thing that cats do where they go out for like a full day by themselves?
No,
and come
no.
Back?
He's too afraid of the outside.
That's good because I don't like that. That's what scares me about a cat
door,
is that they want to leave all the
if
time.
If he sees the door, the front door open, he runs back in the apartment.
Uh huh.
So that's good.
He never jumps off the like back porch.
No. We don't. Well, there was that one time where I had the housewarming party and he almost got onto the roof because we were all going up on my roof.
Would that have been such a problem?
Yeah, he would have jumped off, man.
He wouldn't have jumped
off. He would have killed himself. He would have killed himself. He's
the
a
party's
fucking,
too
he's,
loud. I'm going to fucking kill
not
myself.
He's not smart.
That's
he's
me.
Not a smart cat. Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't be allowed on roofs at parties
roof.
Either.
He
fucking kill myself.
Just kind of drifting away.
I just remember the door was wide open, and then I like went, because I was going up to the roof to hang out with Eric, and then I saw Mo just in the doorway just looking at me like, like, you fucker, you little
and
bastard.
And you know that damn look.
I had to get him. I had to get him downstairs.
Do you think that I could have a cat
with,
and a dog?
No, Phil would eat it.
But I think that dogs can be trained. I've never tried it, but I think that they can be trained.
I feel like Phil would immediately... I mean, you'd have to... I don't know how you can introduce dogs and cats together. I know introducing cats, you have to like put them in a separate room, but then have something that smells like them in the same room. They have to have something that smells like each other in the same room, and you have to wait 3 days until they finally start like getting curious about each other.
This is how men are.
Yeah.
Men are the same way.
Yeah, I guess it's the same, yeah.
Every man that I've ever become similar. Friends with, I did not like at first, and then I understood their smell
a little
more.
You have to gradually get acclimated.
Yeah. That's true.
I think I do think that Phil would probably... Oh, Steve told me the most disgusting thing that I learned that I have to do with my fucking dog.
Oh, yeah, you don't know about this.
I didn't know that you have to express their anal gland. I would have not gotten a dog if I knew that this was something I had to do.
You can pay someone to do it. That's all the pet stores around here. If you look on their sign, it says like $20 anal. That's what it means.
Okay. How'd you find that out?
Huh?
How'd you find that out? You saw the sign.
I know about expressing a dog's anal gland.
Cameron Little Shop of Horrors
Cameron
guy.
Walked in.
I just saw your sign. $20 anal.
In the lobby, just on all fours.
Wow.
Tell me you guys aren't conscientious pet
Will
owners
you take
without
a 50?
Telling me.
You'll have a pet.
I have a pet, bro.
What?
My mom has a dog. We ain't never expressed those anal glands, though.
That's not
Mom's
your pet.
Mom's pets don't. Count.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting, though, that from that pet, I learned more about taking care of a dog than it seems you did from owning a dog. That's kind of awkward.
You don't own a dog, though.
Didn't know about dog's ass.
He didn't know about dog's ass.
Didn't know about dog's ass. Learned about it a week ago.
Yeah.
So? Because that, you know why? You know why? Because learning is a part of pet ownership.
I would say it's less about learning and more about just being good at it and doing it right.
Owner, steward. You are a steward.
I'm not a steward.
You
the dog's not here.
You're a former steward.
I'm fully outside of the
you
dog's life.
You wear a
life.
Little hat and you got little white gloves and you give the
they
dog
water. You gotta wear gloves to express the anal glands
when you
do it in your bare hands,
you
bro.
Yeah, you do
it
in your bare hands.
You're asking the dog if they want a JetBlue teeny.
And they say, I'll take
called.
A bone.
Yeah.
I'll just have the bone.
Imagine you're walking down the aisle on the fucking dog plane. Mm. And you're in the back, and all they have is bones and chocolate, and they're all out of bones.
Yeah.
Why would they have chocolate? The dogs are
for the
killing
owners.
Themselves on the
For the
plane.
Owners, but it's a fully dog flight.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I was saying when you said the dog plane.
That would be the worst flight in the world.
A full dog flight?
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of babies on my fucking flights. I always sit them right next to me, man. I always get the baby in the wing, man. I've talked about that damn wing before. Fuck that wing.
You always jump for the middle seat. The plane, the window seat, and then you fly the whole plane with the window closed.
That's because
it's disrespectful.
How's that disrespectful?
You have no sense of adventure.
You use the wall as a sleeping device.
It's understandable, but you have to open the window at least for takeoff and landing.
Mm. Why?
Because that's what the window seat is.
That's
man.
What the whole. That's what the experience of the flight is
you
about.
You can buy a neck pillow if you.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah.
I don't want to spend money on a neck pillow. You already have a neck pillow, which is why you sit in the middle. Well, then you get the window next time.
I lost it. I lost my neck pillow in Chicago.
And also, he doesn't like when I fall asleep on his shoulder.
I don't like it.
So I have no options.
You have an option.
You don't have
if you sleep in the middle, you get two shoulders.
No, but I can't use yours. And I can't use yours because yours looks pointy.
Probably pointy.
Probably
do you
pointy.
Like mine because it's got that weird slope?
Shut up about your shoulder slope.
Stop.
It's no real shoulders.
Again.
It's have it's we talked about shoulder. This before? I don't know, man. But
Patrick was in the gym and was
Patrick
telling
is convinced
us, like,
he looks
yeah,
like the
I
hunchback
a,
of Notre Dame.
You, no, you pointed it
slope.
Out. You pointed it out, and then
no,
it made
that's
me
not
self-conscious.
True. That's
and
not
then,
true. No, you were like, oh, my God, I really have a slope. And then you started walking around with one shoulder on, like a foot above the
man.
Other one. And like, yeah, see, look, I have a slope. And I was like, you're doing that on purpose.
No, no. It's because of it's I mean, because I have that my sternum bone protrudes in a way.
That is crazy.
My sternum bone.
It feels like you're 1% through a Mortal Kombat fatality where they're taking out your rib cage.
My, yeah. It like makes my rib cage like taller for some reason. My rib cage is like all the way up there.
Yeah.
It slants up.
Well, you also have a your ribs go like down to your... Like you're all ribs.
I'm all torso. It's crazy. I looked at my legs are so small. I have a 29 inch inseam.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
That's small.
That's
crazy
nothing
small.
To be
it's not even an even number. It's not even a 30. Sometimes a 30 is too long for my legs.
Really?
It's fucked up. Yeah.
That is some little.
In Carhartts, in Carhartts, my legs are. I have to cuff them twice. I have to go get them hemmed.
To get.
To go from a 30 to a. A 29,
do you think
28
you ever go to
there.
The? Do you think you ever go to the to get them hemmed at the clothing store, and they think that maybe that's for an amputee or something?
Maybe. Well, no. The lady at the I go to the one on Fresh Pond right near that's like got the it's like the newsstand, but also the dry cleaner.
I love this damn city.
That lady thinks that I'm a different person.
She thinks that you're a different person.
She thinks that I'm somebody else because every time I go in there, she asks me how my job is.
What do you say?
I just fully have just been like, oh, yeah, no, work's been good.
You don't
I just
think
tell
maybe
her.
This is what we call small talk.
Right.
No, because she's asking me specific things about, like she's
what?
Like, oh,
what
I thought,
does she think
I
you
thought
do
that
for
you
work?
Worked today. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I thought
she, never,
she said I thought you worked today?
Yeah, she said.
That's funny.
She says, like, oh, I
you're
thought you were working
someone
today.
Else's life.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
So she knows
this
person's
woman,
work schedule.
Yeah, she knows this guy well enough,
but she thinks I'm somebody else. And she says, like, oh, I thought you were working today. Do you have the day off? And I was like, I just say, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you're
I'm not working today.
Somebody,
yeah, fully.
Everyone looks like you.
I know. So I just like yeah. So I'll go in there. I'll get my pants like fixed up, and then she'll ask me like, "Oh, how was work yesterday?" She's like, "Oh, you're not working today. Oh, long weekend, huh?"
Whoa, dude,
it's good.
That is funny.
That's amazing. You get to live a double life.
I do.
You should be asking about her. About her. Her work.
You need to embrace this idea. You need to try to take a step. You need to be spending like 8 hours as
you
this
should,
guy.
You need to.
Hours as
you need to. Here's what you need to say. You need to go in there next time she asks you how your work was or whatever. You say, "Guess who I saw yesterday."
Mm-hmm.
And you keep. And once she guesses, you say yes.
Yes. Yeah. How'd you get it?
How did you
get?
You
know
how
me so well.
How did you know? That's so crazy.
Guess who I saw yesterday is a really good. A really good next step in your impersonation journey.
Just saying, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
you're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. And guess who I had lunch with?
He's up to the
oh
same.
Oh, my God. Two for two.
He's up to the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's
he's
going
doing
on?
The same
a bit.
Stuff. No, he
he's
hasn't
still,
changed
yeah,
at all.
He hasn't changed a bit.
No. He hasn't changed.
He hasn't changed from last week.
Yep. He's completely different.
You need to her start asking about her life.
I ask her about work.
You
I
should confuse her for somebody.
This could be the beginning. This could be a romance movie.
This could be a romance.
She is.
How old is
she is my friend now. She's got to be like 40 something. She's like early 40s, something like that.
Early.
She asks me about
early
40s. I was wearing that hat that has the 50th thing, and she's like, "You're not 50."
What'd you say? Oh, thanks, Einstein. You dumb bitch.
No, I'm not. I just liked the hat. She was like, I have clothing like that.
I have clothing I like. Yeah, I also have clothing
she
that
sounds
I like.
Incredible. She yeah. sounds
she's
so friendly.
She's awesome. She actually like is awesome. You if you do need your pants hemmed or your jacket dry cleaned, you should go to her on Fresh Pond in, I think it's Catalpa. I don't know, but she's the best.
Someone's going
to
steal your girl, man.
They better not.
Someone's going to go in and show a picture of you and say,
if you go in there looking like me, you better not steal my fucking life.
They fully could.
Someone could. It's like Face Off, but only for jackets. I'm getting somebody else's jackets.
That would
be
so
funny
many...
to do a sequel to Face Off, and it's just they switch jackets.
Yeah.
It gets them mixed up.
Clothes off.
Yeah, it just keeps happening at the same dry cleaner.
Enough guys look so much like you that I could certainly be... I would say within 15 feet, I can tell it's you. Outside of 15 feet,
it's troublesome sometimes.
I really don't know. But also, you have a kind of way of walking like a monkey that I can identify.
I have a weird gait.
If someone's standing still, though, I got to be pretty close to recognize them as not you.
Me and Alex were laughing so hard because at the Airbnb hotel thing that we stayed at in Toronto.
Oh, you could see into the shoppers.
Oh yeah.
multiple times it happened to both me and Alex where we were sitting in the living room and just looked out the window and Pat was just outside
walking into the grocery store.
We're like, oh, I didn't even know he was not here.
Why did you keep going into the grocery store? Why are you so weird?
Well,
he must have gone to the grocery store like five
so
times.
Weird.
I don't know. I realized I do this a lot.
We were there for it.
If I have nothing to do.
And he went and got like 10 bags of chips.
If I have nothing to do, I will just go to the grocery store. I have a full NPC walk cycle. I go, I leave my house. I don't know what to do. I go to the grocery store. I'll walk around. I fully walk around the grocery store. And if I see something new, I will buy it. But. I do that before shows too. I was waiting to do a show and I was hanging out with my friend and like we were like walking somewhere. We were like too early to go to the venue and I fully was just like, oh, I'm gonna pop in here real quick, and I just went in the grocery store.
Did you buy anything?
Yeah, I bought like beef jerky and like soda and like shit like that. And then I was like, okay, this grocery store was far enough away that when we get back to the venue, it will be time to go in.
Mm.
Which like, why the fuck did I go to the grocery store? Because there's a bodega next to
Most
the place.
Most people when they're bored will look at their phone or read
or talk to their
friends. Watch TV
no.
or talk to their friends that they're in a,
no.
in a hotel room
to go
with.
To the grocery store.
And you go to the grocery store five times in 10 hours.
Uh-huh. And I get like, I drank soda earlier, so I need to counteract that with water.
It's so funny to look out the window and see somebody that you thought was in the room with you.
Yeah.
and just so clearly them too.
Yeah.
Again, your walk, your gait is so iconic. That I, at the corner of my eye, we're seeing you and knowing it's you walking in the store.
Yeah.
Just funny, man.
It is really, really funny.
You could
man.
See me in the store from there, too. Like the
when I woke up and I like got up and I like, I was waking up and I went and looked out the window and I saw a pet through our window and then also through the shoppers or whatever it's called window.
Buying masala chips.
Yeah, walking through the store.
You know what it was? I know exactly where you were looking too, because like right there was like, they had a big thing of like colognes. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll buy some cologne.
Signature scent in Toronto. Yeah. Was there anything that was good? You don't wear cologne, do you?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
I think if you wear it all the time, you're a businessman pervert.
I don't care about that shit.
It smells odd.
I got deodorant,
to me,
man.
But
there's
girls
a website
tend
called
to
Fragnatica.
Like
that
called what?
Fragnatica.
Okay.
That's a game where you're underwater.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's that website. Yeah, you can just look up different scents by their notes.
Yeah.
And these ladies are obsessed with it.
What notes do you tend to trend towards? Woody?
Sandalwood.
Woody sandalwood?
Sandalwood, citrus.
You're an everyman jack man.
You said smelling things gives you a woody. Yeah.
That's what I heard too.
Feet.
Smelling feet gives you a woody? That's nasty.
Smelling them?
No. Speaking of that bar we went to like two nights ago, smelled like a locker room.
What bar did you go to?
Speaking of feet, I don't remember what it was called, but it was not the one that the venue, the one on Sunday.
What
we walked
day
in
was
there.
Sunday?
The show.
The show. After the show.
Oh, okay.
We walked in there. We
have been to
like
so many different bars.
Yeah.
That guy, the bouncer at that bar, told us.
Oh yeah, he was a liar.
I think he must have been a compulsive liar because it was crazy. Like first he said he went to Juilliard, which like that's believable. That's whatever.
Yeah.
And then person's like, oh, you went to Juilliard? Did you know Glenn Howerton? And instantly they go, yeah, he's my roommate. Yeah. With no emotion in his face or voice, not even like, oh, funny you should say. Yeah, actually, just yeah,
how old was he? Did he seem like he
Glenn Howerton's age?
Glenn Howerton's like 45.
A little younger than that.
Younger than
yeah.
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 Then no way he was.
No, I mean, I did not believe him at all.
Yeah.
And then.
But that's the thing.
Someone was like, maybe it was Kay. It was like, what is that song, 1,000 Miles, really about Glenn Howerton? And then the guy's like, no, but I know who it is really about.
Whoa. That's sick.
Which again, that is exactly what you
that's
said.
That's a
you're
good
a liar.
Yeah.
Wait, 1,000 Miles is about Glenn Howerton?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Well, no, it's not. But this guy knows who it was.
What's the, why is it?
Because they were at the same school at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, everybody's stupid.
Everyone's, I hate everybody so much.
Everybody's fucking dumb.
But that was, what was I even going to say? Oh, but the Roadhouse has made it so that every bouncer thinks they need to be interesting.
Mm.
Because
that movie
Roadhouse, the original, the one with Swayze.
I will say I do like interesting bouncers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really
there's,
but
a
that's
type,
because
there's a good
of Roadhouse.
Type of interesting bouncer and there's a bad type of interesting bouncer.
The guy,
good type is the guy from L.A. with the scar over his eye and the full white.
Well, the villain scar.
Perfect.
You think
perfect
he's the
bouncer. That is that's the best possible.
Yeah.
Worst type of interesting bouncer is this guy.
Yeah.
Who says, I was actually roommates with Glenn Howerton.
Just lies.
Yeah.
Not even an interesting
the guy
fact.
In the middle.
I mean,
really. The guy in the middle is the guy that I saw the one time who dresses like a Mad Max character at this bar. Welcome to the Johnsons. In LES, and he fully has a big red mohawk and a big red flashlight and a leather jacket that's also got red on it.
That's awesome.
He looks like tight. He's the direct middle because, like,
I like when they
I
go
said
military.
I like your jacket, and he went, "You're goddamn right, you do."
Damn.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay.
I like the commando look on a bouncer.
Oh yeah.
The guy at Carmelo's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Commando.
But the Roadhouse, when you think about that movie, it's just like. Like, everyone's like, oh, shit, there's Dalton, the most famous bouncer in the world. Oh, shit, here he comes. Yeah, I heard that he broke a man's thumbs just using his hands.
Whoa.
And it's like, what? How does everyone know about this fucking bouncer? He's the most famous bouncer in the country.
I think that's...
That's a good... I mean,
listen,
it's good
for
the story.
We're talking about bouncers that are famous to us.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a lot of people, I bet, if you brought these bouncers up to
them,
they'd be
like,
oh, yeah, I know that guy.
You're not going into a bar and like the bartender's like, hey, keep an eye out for that guy. He's the most famous bouncer in the world. Which, that movie is also so fucking sick. I want to rewatch it because it's like, the first half of that movie is him being like, yep, I'm the famous bouncer. I'm so dangerous. Then the second half of the movie, shootout. Full shootout. He's
it's
like...
Cool.
He's,
I never saw
Patrick
it.
Swayze
I've never seen it.
Is in a gun battle with somebody who wants to shut the bar down. It's so fucking
that's how they
stupid.
Should do it, man.
It's so sick.
That's how
there's a remake now. There's a remake
Jake
with Jake
Gyllenhaal.
And I bet that it doesn't hit all of those same notes.
I heard that it's all the... They use CGI to do all the punches.
Really?
Well, that
they
even?
Do... They do like... They have the actor go like this and then they use CGI to extend their arm.
Oh my God. Maybe I do need
Mr.
to see
Fantastic.
That. Do a double feature.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Next live show is in Carrboro on April 26th.
North Carolina. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And then the
North
day
Carolina.
After that is
cookout.
Atlanta on the 27th.
Cookout.
We're going to fucking get some cookout
in Smithfield.
I can't wait.
Uh-huh.
Yes, bro. I'm excited. Oh. And you guys should be excited too. Go buy tickets at swagpoop.com/shows. And then Philly.
That's
pre-sale is sold out. That's in a while.
But there's tickets at the door.
There will be tickets at the door.
They're confirmed.
More than maybe. There are tickets at the door.
By Cameron.
Don't you worry. We'll remind you about
that. And this is Cameron's confirmation.
And did we say Atlanta?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, Atlanta as well.
Yeah, Atlanta. Buy some tickets for that. That's a sketch show. That'll be a blast. Come see some new videos and some fun.
We have new
sketches.
Home Planet videos. We have new World's Biggest Army videos. We have new... sketches, and we have new. We're all going to get a new shirt.
We'll bring shirts.
We're going to sell shirts, but we're also going to get.
We're just going to wear shirts for sure.
We're going to get maybe like family vacation style t-shirts that we all wear together.
That's definitely possible.
Maybe.
World's Biggest Army Family Vacation. So imagine the same logo, right?
Uh-huh.
That we have for the shirts, but instead of holding a gun, he's holding
bouquet of flowers.
A cocktail.
Plate of mac and cheese.
Oh, cocktail.
A cocktail and a plate of mac and cheese.
Lobster mac and cheese. And then the tank has an umbrella coming out
of
and a Hawaiian umbrella coming out of it. Yeah,
the confetti's a bunch of umbrellas.
And it's printed on teal shirts.
Uh-huh. Tie-dye.
Tie-dye shirts. Yes.
Okay. I'd like to actually wear this shirt.
Actually, we need this to put in, we need to shirt. Buy six of these shirts. I really need to, we all need to be wearing them.
That is badass.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good idea. We can all tie-dye them here at the office. I have a tie-dye kit at home.
All right. Peace.
Music choice was like a channel that you would just like, they would leave it on at like the doctor's office and it was like basically like Pandora radio where it's shit.
It was the one that just played random music videos and they were by.
It was never music videos. It was just like.
Oh yeah, you're right.
It just had like.
And it was like
tracks.
Decade and genre. Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be like 90s
I was listening to the rap station on that one and I think it was a Fat Joe song. I'm pretty sure it was Twins.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Twins was playing. Deep cover, yeah. And my mom came inside and heard me listening to the. It was at the part where it was like, dead in the middle, of little did we know we were.
Well, it's more of a big pun song, I would say.
Yeah, true. My mom comes in, hears me listening to that, and she's like, "What the heck? What are you doing?"
It's funny because she has no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. He's going. And I remember she came in and she's like, if you want to listen to rap, you can listen to this. And went to the classic hip hop station. And the song that came up was You Can't Touch This.
Nice.
like you're allowed to listen to this. Dude. Is the only hip hop you're allowed to listen to.
It's so funny that the moms, they can't understand a single word.
No, it's a different language.
Until they say one thing. That,
yeah.
They will never forget for
I remember,
10 years.
I remember,
they say one thing.
Remember when you were listening to that song where he said, getting head?
I remember my mom. You remember the Jim Jones
you
song?
You hear, turn it off.
Do you remember, we stay fly, no lie, you know this.
Bowling!
So my mom, I was listening to that in the car one time, and my mom, I was like singing along to it. It was my favorite song. And then he goes, bowling! My mom turns off the radio. She says, you do know what ballin' means, don't you? I was like, no. And she was like, it's a where you put your balls in a woman. I was like, I don't think he's saying, we stay fly, no lie, you know this, put my balls inside the woman.